Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, beautiful Monday. I pray that you are well, blessed, and in perfect health and spirits on this beautiful Monday, December the 21st. This morning, scripture is a little lengthy, but it's lengthy for a reason, just to really come through and give a good, strong message. And also, I skipped over a few scriptures because it's such a long scripture, but it's a powerful message. It has so many messages in it. So I pray that you would hear it and let it sink in, let this message sink in, and that God does something for you this Monday, this week, like never before. We have a special guest today, Mia Lindsay. She's going to come on board and share her message of what's for you is for you. And that's what today's message is all about, what God has for you, what God has showed you is for you. So the scripture reading read as, in the days when Herod was king of Judea, there was a certain priest whose name was Zechariah, of the daily service, the division of Abia. And his wife was also a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they both were righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. But they had no child, for Elizabeth was barren, and both were far advanced in their years. And then appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear took possession of him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you must call him John. God is favorable, and you shall have joy and exultant delight, and many will rejoice over his birth, for he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord, and he must drink no wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, even in and from his mother's womb. And Zechariah said to the angel, by what shall I know and be sure of this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. Now behold, you will be and will continue to be silent and not able to speak till the day when these things take place, because you have not believed what I told you. But my words are of a kind which will be fulfilled in the appointed and proper time. Now the people kept waiting for Zechariah, and they wondered at his delaying so long in the sanctuary. But when he did come out, he was unable to speak to them, and they clearly perceived that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary, and he kept making signs to them, still he remained dumb. And when his time of performing priestly functions was ended, he returned to his own house. Now after this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. And for 5 months, she secluded herself entirely, saying, I have hid myself because thus the Lord had dealt with me in the days when he designed to look on me to take away my reproach among men. Now in the 6th month after that, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth, to a girl never had been married, and a virgin engaged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, hail, O favored one, endued with grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed, favored of God, are you before all other women. But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what he said, and kept revolving in her mind what such a greeting might mean. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace, free, spontaneous, absolute favor and loving kindness with God. And listen, you will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, eminent, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne to his forefather, David. And listen, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is now the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing is ever impossible. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Then Mary said, Behold, I am a handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said. And the angel left her, and at that time Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country of the town of Judea. And she went to the house of her cousin, who was Elizabeth. I'm hoping you're catching on, because, again, this is a long scripture, but this message is powerful. Then Mary said, Behold, I am handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said. And the angel left her. And at the time, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town of Judea. And she went to the house of Zechariah and entered it, saluting Elizabeth. And it occurred that when Elizabeth, favored of God, is the fruit of your womb. And how have I deserved that this honor should be granted to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For behold, the instant the sound of your salutation reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed, happy, to be envied, is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of the things that were spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies and extols the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon the low station and humiliation of his handmaiden. For behold, from now on, all generations of all ages will call me blessed and declare me happy to be envied. For he who is almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, to be venerated in his purity, majesty, and glory. And his mercy, his compassion and kindness toward the miserable and afflicted is on those who fear him with godly reverence from generation to generation and age to age. He has shown strength and made might with his arm. He has scattered the proud and haughty in and by the imagination and purpose and designs of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has fulfilled and satisfied the hungry with good things. The rich he has sent away empty-handed without a gift. He has laid hold on his servant Israel to help him, to expose his cause in remembrance of his mercy. Even as he promised to our forefathers, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to her own hometown. Now the time that Elizabeth should be delivered came, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy on her, and they rejoiced with her. And it occurred that on the eighth day, when they came to circumcise the child, they were intended to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, Not so, but he shall be called John. And he said to her, None of your relatives is called by that name. And they inquired with signs to his father as to what he wanted to have him called. Then Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, His name is John. And they were astonished. And at once his mouth was open and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak, blessing and praising and thanking God. This came from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, 11 through 15, 18, 20 through 32, and 36 through 64. That is a powerful, powerful, powerful message. I normally don't read long scriptures like that on these calls, but because so much is packed in that, I just couldn't read one part without giving you the full extent of who God is and what God is doing. And when God gives you a vision, when he gives you something, you can't let anybody take it away from you. And sometimes God will give us something, and because we're not sure, we got to be on mute. Just as Zechariah didn't believe that he was getting ready to be blessed with this beautiful gift. So he had to be shut down. Let me close your mouth. Let me be quiet, because it's already bad enough that you don't believe. If you take this message to someone else, they're going to add on to the disbelief, and it's going to just mess up everything. You're going to abort that baby or miscarry that baby before the time even comes. So because of your lack of faith in this vision, I have to make you quiet. And sometimes God will do that. There's an action behind every vision that God gives us. It's either we sit and we be quiet and we work on it, or we share it with someone who can pray with us and make sure that we do the right thing and we don't waver our faith in the system. But it's an action. And Zechariah's action was just to be quiet. Be quiet and let it be. And he could have, just as he asked for the writing tablet when the baby was born, he could have been disobedient and wrote that down a long time before that. But clearly it doesn't have that in the scripture, so he didn't. And he wrote it down. And you don't have to be, you know, some people really, we are in a world where there's so many different religions, so many different beliefs. You know, people are questioning the Bible. The Bible was really meant to be your guide, your GPS. This message is so powerful. You can be an atheist and see God in this and see what God is telling you in your life, giving you an order to follow. There's so many orders in this story. One that blesses me so greatly is when Mary showed up to Elizabeth with her special blessing, and Elizabeth had to sit back and enjoy Mary, had to take and not sit back and, you know, oh, well, I'm pregnant. What are you doing here? Why are you trying to take my shine? No, she stood with her entire pregnancy, and that's, we have to do that. We have to, in the midst of our waiting, we have to celebrate others. We have to be happy for others. We can't just be mad because our blessing isn't here yet, or, you know, we may have something that we feel is more shiny or more pretty or more anointed, you know, quote unquote, than the others, that we can't celebrate them. But Elizabeth is a perfect example of, you know, I've been waiting all this time to have a baby. I've been laying under this man all this time to have a baby. And here this young woman comes in who never had to be touched, who never had to go through the whole get off of me, not tonight, never had to go through none of that. Here she comes, and she's having the baby all willy-nilly. That's God. That's what God has for you is for you. So you stand on that, you believe in that, and you just go in that. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to come through. If he shows you something again, it's for you. Again, I told you before the scripture, we had a guest, and our guest today is Mia Lindsay. Mia is just a blessing all the way around the board to me. Since I met this young woman, she has really got to see God in her. I love younger people. I love anyone that's younger than me that I can look at and see God work and do things that I didn't have the opportunity to do when I was their age. It really blesses me to see them, shine and come through from situations that for some of us, it may have taken us longer to figure out. But when you're young and you can get it, you're tapping into your purpose and you're tapping into your anointing. And Lindsay has the story, and I remember praying with her and believing with her. She told me what she thought. I'm like, okay, I believe you. Like, let's stand on it. So Lindsay, can you say hello? And then tell us that moment, that story from the first application to where you are today. Please, can you do that?
Yes, good morning, Jay. That was good. I was sitting there taking notes in my phone. I guess it would just all start. I just, and you know, I'll come out and say it to anybody who I feel like I could help and who are in the like minds of me. But I had a time where I just really, really suffered with a lot of depression and just uncertainty and confusion, not knowing what God was going to do for me and how he was going to do it. And Honestly, I'm still learning. I'm learning how to fall in love with him every single day. It's very challenging. I think you think when you give your life to Christ that all of a sudden things are just going to work out for you. And, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of building a relationship and really just getting to know who you're dealing with and, you know, just being open as well. I can say that I'm have been guarded just because of some things that have happened in my past and really not relinquishing that, or really not even about relinquishing it. It's just about kind of healing that hurt. And I was just going through a time, and I just been waiting for something to happen. And I think specifically on this call, what I can bring up, because there's so much that has happened in such a short amount of time. I actually, it was prophesied to me that I would be going into a new career, that it was going to take me to Atlanta, Georgia, that it would have me in a location. Do not worry about my living situation. Everything was going to work out, that I had a praying grandmother that was, you know, and everything that she had prayed was coming to pass. And, you know, and I was in such a mess when this was told to me. And, you know, I really hadn't experienced too much of that. You know, I love God, but I'm not the churchy girl. But, you know, I'm open to it, and it's something that I deeply want to seek for my life. And I had a woman to come into my life by the name of Rita Love. And, I mean, she just took me in all my mess, and she just prayed for me, and she just kept me into the word and kept me just believing that every day is going to be a new day. Things are going to work out for you, and you just need to love God and just really get to know him. And I mean, my mom kept me in church all my life, but the thing was that I had no relationship. And so that was the biggest things that I have been working on. So just recent, within this year, well, let's go back to a year before then. After that prophecy was told to me, you know, I kind of walked off away from it. Like, you know, I believe you, God, just show me some things, you know, build my faith. And so I took a lot of application with Delta Airlines, and I'm a hairstylist. I make great money in that. I really enjoy it. Third generational hairstylist. But it was something more that I wanted for myself. And, I thought, well, maybe I could make some more money doing this or whatever. But nonetheless, I applied for the job with Delta. I went through the phone interview, the video interview, the test, so on, and I actually got to do the in-person interview. And at that point in time, I believe that was October of 2014, mm-hmm. I did not get it, and I really couldn't understand because I thought I did phenomenal, but, you know, but I did not get it, and I remember what was promised to me, and then I think I called you, Jay, and I was just like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what they didn't get, but I know that God told me that new career was for me, and I believe that this is it. And, you know, we just kind of prayed on it, and I was a little discouraged, no lie. However, I felt like it was something I needed to go forth with and remove myself from it and let it go, but not to the point where I didn't believe that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. And so I got off of work. I wound up getting a cocktail waitress job at Monteleone, and I was making good money with that. I was cool. I wasn't where I wanted to be, but I was happy with it. And I left, got off from work one night, and I went to go sit in the bar room that was not too far from it, and an email came and said, we're looking for more Delta Airlines flight attendants, put in your application now. And I guess they kept a record of who I was because I applied before. So right then and there, I hadn't even ordered my drink, and I was just like, y'all, I gotta go, you know, because I just started thinking about that promise and, you know, and just saying that I needed to get somewhere, and I was just hungry, and I still am. And so I left. I went back to my job, and I actually went in their computer workroom, and I started filling out this application. The process went so easy. Right after that, I got another interview, and sure enough, on the spot, they hired me. And I went through the training. That was 7-8 weeks, nonstop, 14 hours a day. I mean, they really just get you prepared for when it goes down on that plane. But, you know, it has opened so many doors for me, and it makes me have a new sight of my life. And I'm just filled with so much joy at this moment, and the opportunities with this company is endless. And, you know, I just recall my mom always telling me, take your step between your hurdles, because I'm quick at it, if you know who I am. You know, I'm jumping to the next thing, I'm jumping to the next thing, and I get so excited about things. But sometimes you just need to take the time in between those instances to just really just be one with God and see what he's really trying to do and listen and, you know, and just kind of be obedient. And it's hard because life got you going so fast. You're going a mile a minute and you got all these distractions coming at you. Like, it was a distraction. I'm about to sit there and drink, and God is trying to tell me now I need you to move with this. You know, and that's just for real.
When you say, when you say this, I don't know if you remember, and it's so blessing that you did that, because I didn't know about the part that you left out to go into the application. I don't know if you remember, but one day, maybe 6 months prior to that, you had texted me, and I had texted you something about what I was doing. I think I was sitting down doing something. You was like, how did you do that? How can you not be distracted as busy as you are? And I remember the conversation, and a dialogue, we was going back and forth. And look at you. You got it. Like, you figured it out. You're like, you know what? This is it. This is it. So I'm just so thankful for Mia's journey. I'm thankful for, I'm sorry, I'm not saying Mia. Her name is Lindsay, but she has two names, Mia Lindsay. And I always just call her that because it's so cute. Her mom said a friend of hers gave her that name. And so I'm always calling her that. I just think it's so cute. Both names fits her. If you see her, she is gorgeous. She is beautiful. So I was like the first when you know, she got the opportunity. I was like, how did they not hire you? All they have is pretty flight attendants on Delta. Like, you belong on Delta. So what is the problem? But I'm thankful for your journey. I'm thankful, Lindsay, that you are. Just puts you even closer. You know, I love the clouds, and you get this moment of meditation. You were looking for those times where you can just be still and see it. Now you have no choice. You get to sit on the plane while you're flying and be still and have those, even just for a moment, where you can have those moments of, hey, this is just me and God. That's a true blessing to have. Like, doesn't that make you just, like, want to leap for joy?
Oh, I'm so overjoyed, and it's so funny. The devil trying to be busy. My music came on all of a sudden, so I had got disconnected for a moment, but I'm back on. And, yeah, it is. And that's actually what goes on a lot of times. You know, I'm like, sit down, child, on this plane. Y'all rest, because, you know, I just have those moments where I'm just thinking, and I'm thinking clearly, and I have so much joy and peace in my heart. You know, just sometimes just sitting in the plane, you're right, being alone and just having that quiet moment with God, because, you know, I'm the type of person, I get in the car and I'm just, I don't have nowhere to go. I'm just trying to get out the house. I'm trying to move too much, and that makes me still. I have to be in this metal tube for these hours, and after I'm finished service, I'm just still. And that time it does, you know, just God kind of gets my attention, and he don't talk to me that much. But when he does, you know, I know I'm in a place where he can, when I have those still moments on that plane. So, yeah, you know, things will happen, and he'll do it in his time. And like I said, I'm just learning to really fall in love with him and just get to know who he is. And it's a challenge, because sometimes I'll be like, okay, what you doing? This ain't what I want. And, you know, but it's not about me. It's about him. And I've actually gotten to a place where, you know, when I pray in the mornings, I'm asking God, what do you need me to do for you today? Because you have done over and beyond what I have even anticipated for myself. I just thought it was going to be a cute job, you know, and all this good stuff, but it really has been so much more. I'm more connected to my family. You know, sometimes now I'm sitting, and when I would think about family members or friends and maybe things that we have talked about, I can, you know, call them up, and because I have that good quality time, and I'm just being more of me. And I feel like a lot of things, like my mama say, the junk is coming out your basket, and I'm getting lighter, and I feel that. So, you know, I just encourage anybody who's on this call right now, and you just feel defeated. It's going to get ugly, and it ain't going to get no better until it's better. And, you know, once it's better, something else is going to come. I'm just trying to be prayed up now for the next thing that the devil tried to attack me with. But I know one thing, I will boomerang it back to hell where it resides, because it's not of God, and I'm not fooling with that no more. So, you know, just be encouraged, you know, when you're in the midst of your junk, just kind of get yourself attached to people who can help you through it, because it's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. We in war, and I really do believe that. I see it. It's a lot of spiritual warfare, and I didn't get it before, but I see it, and I'm witnessing it. But you got to get connected, and you got to let people know what's going on in your life and where you're trying to go, so they won't, you know, distract you so much. You know, right now my pastor, he's speaking on change and just preparing yourself for it, and prepare yourself and just hold on to whatever that dream and that promise that was told to you, because the change is going to come and the opportunity will come, and you do not want to miss it. You worked too hard. You've been through too much. You know, people didn't really counted you out too many times. And that's not what's going to happen. Ain't no more. When you know better, you do better. So I'm just praying for myself, everybody who's on this, who can hear my voice. Just stay encouraged. And if it ain't me or if it ain't somebody, just get connected to somebody who can keep on encouraging you, because that breakthrough is coming. And I do believe that. And I just thank you for the opportunity to speak, Jay. You kind of caught me off guard. But I'm happy because it just, I feel light just talking about it, because I'm just excited about God and what he can and will do. So thank you, JJ.
You're welcome. I am so, so proud of you. And again, it just clarifies back to the message of this call. What is for you is for you. When God gives you a vision, no matter what hurdles come in between them, it's for you. Elizabeth waited because she was old, thought she was barren, couldn't have a child. She had to celebrate marriage. She had to sit with her husband being new, couldn't talk to her, couldn't console her while she was going through. Know that what's for you is for you. Let's go into prayer. Father God, I just thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord God, for breathing and putting life into us today, Lord God. Lord God, taking away anything that is not of you today, Lord God. Let us be used by you, Lord God, for your glory, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for each and every individual that can hear this call, that is listening to this call, that is sharing this call, that is believing in this call for their life, that this message can take and amplify deeply into their hearts, Lord God. I pray for them this morning, Lord God. I pray for those who are struggling with family members, Lord God, who may be telling them, you know, the visions that they're talking about may be crazy or impossible. But I thank you, Lord God, in advance for speaking to their hearts and their mind, letting them know that all things are possible with you, Lord God. Letting them know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Lord God. Letting them know, Lord God, who they are in you, Lord God. You give us visions, Lord God, Lord God, over us, Lord God, that will take us places higher than we could ever hope for, ask for, or imagine. So, Lord God, I declare and speak that they will walk in courage, walk in strength, walk in faith, Lord God, knowing who you are, Lord God. Fear is released, Lord God. Complacency is released, Lord God. Procrastination is released, Lord God. And we're standing and believing in who you in their lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, right now this day, Lord God, for people who are just being awakened today, Lord God, into their purpose, into their dreams, into who they are in you, Lord God, so that they, Lord God, can become people who can share testimonies, Lord God. Your words that we overcome by our testimony. Lord God, I thank you for Lindsay's life, Lord God, just to hear the excitement of her as she spoke the message and spoke what you've done for her, Lord God. That is what the scripture means, Lord God. So when people say that the scriptures and the words and all that is just words, we are actually doing what you call for us to do and to declare and walk in the word, to walk in the letters and live them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the souls today, and I thank you and I pray that you have a beautiful Christmas and remember the spirit of Christmas and not into the material things, but just enjoy themselves, enjoy their breathing, their life that they hear, Lord God, so they can go into the new year leaping in faith, leaping in abundancy, leaping in prosperity across the board. We thank you, Lord God, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Happy Monday. Be blessed. Be great. Be joy. Be loved. Be motivated. Know that you can do it. And remember, what God has for you is for you. Tell the devil go have a seat. Or what did he say?
boomeranging back. Keep boomeranging back. He'll get the picture. Keep going. I love you. Thank you, Lindsay. I love you all. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.